BBC edits article to admit alleged female serial killer is a biological male. By Kurt Zindelka on March 21, 2022. The BBC has been forced to amend an article on alleged transgender serial killer Harvey Marcellin to reflect the fact that the convicted murderer is a biological male. Marcellin, who was previously imprisoned for over 50 years for killing two former girlfriends, was charged earlier this month with second-degree murder after a woman's dismembered torso was discovered in Brooklyn. In an article published on March 14, the British publicly funded broadcaster initially failed to mention the alleged killer was transgender and born as a biological male, referring to Marcellin as her and she throughout. The article was updated on the 15th, with an addition at the bottom of the story that read, "She now identifies as a transgender woman." It was further amended on the 17th to note that Marcellin recently identified as a woman. Confirming the changes, a spokesman from the BBC told GB News, "This article used the suspect's male name. It was amended to make clear that Harvey Marcellin had recently identified as a woman." The BBC was not alone in failing to mention the killer's biological sex and transgender status. An article from the New York Times, for example, merely referred to Marcellin as an 83-year-old Brooklyn woman. Despite the alleged gender transition, there is no evidence that Marcellin has undergone surgery. Court records from a state parole board hearing in 1997 found that the killer admitted to having problems with women. Britain's supposedly nonpartisan public broadcaster has increasingly come under fire for its apparent alignment with far-left gender ideology. In January of last year, for example, the BBC, as it is known, was criticized for publishing a documentary titled Identity: Understanding Sexual and Gender Identities aimed at small children, which declared that there are over 100 genders. More recently, on its list of 100 inspiring and influential women for 2021, the BBC included biological male transgender individuals. The mainstream media's penchant for adopting the LGBT activist line, even on stories concerning brutal murderers, has been criticized by radical feminist campaigner Julie Bindel, among others. Marcellin epitomizes the worst example of unbridled male violence, and to pretend he is the same sex as those whose lives he destroyed is nothing short of an abomination, Bindel wrote for Unheard. It's hard to deny that the practice of self-identification is increasingly open to abuse, in the UK, as well as in America. Bindel continued, pointing to a report provided to the House of Lords last week from Baroness Nicholson, who revealed a National Health Service, NHS, hospital covered up the rape in one of its female wards by a biologically male transgender patient, allowed into the supposedly single-sex ward because of the socialized healthcare provider's policy on gender self-identification. Bindel, who despite being on the left has now been denounced by the woke crowd as a TERF, trans-exclusionary radical feminist, concluded by writing, "Gender identity ideology often comes packaged in warm and fuzzy clichés. Trans women are women, what impact does it have on your life anyway? Can't you just be kind? But for how much longer can we ignore the grave consequences for women when predatory men take advantage of the new rules of this ideology?" Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.